What you have to do is noisen sheva lamatla shein par. True, you first did one lamala of the par, then the two bloods got mixed up. So now you have to make seven hazois lamata facing downwards l'shem the dam of the par. Then the choizev noisen achas lamala. Then you have to do it again and make one time upwards l'shem the dam of the soyer. The sheva lamata l'shem soyer, and then you do a second time seven downwards. L'shem the Sawyer, the Sirizim, which is the Chatas Lashem, which was in the Garolos, the one was the Chatas Lashem. So that's what you have to do in such a case if the two bloods got mixed up. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be the loch of Nisarvuloi Koises the Koises? What's going to be if two cups of blood got mixed up? So Rashi says, She'enei Makir Eza Koisho Par V'Eza Koisho Sawyer. In other words, not the two cups got mixed up into one cup, you have the two cups of blood there. One cup is the Kohen Gadol received from Adam of the Par, and one he received from Adam of the Sawyer. He has his two cups there. But now the two cups got mixed up. We don't know which cup is Adam of the Par, and which one is Adam of the Sawyer. We don't know which is which. Right, yeah. So the case is, what's going to be now if the Kaisis got mixed up? The Sarvaloi Kaisis, the Kaisis. The two Kaisis Gufa got mixed up. You don't know now which is Adam of the Par, and which is Adam of the Sawyer. So the word says, the answer is like this. Noisein v'choizev v'noisein v'choizev v'noisein shleishepomim. What you have to do now is you have to do three sets of hazois. You have to do one upwards, seven downwards one time. Then a second time, one upwards, seven downwards. And then a third time, one upwards and one downwards from the two or three kelimers. Do one keli first, the second keli second, and then the third keli again. And this way, the cheshbon is like this. If you have the three kalim here, you have not said, you have two kalim here you have. So, this is, one is a dominant par, one is a dominant sir. We don't know which is which. So take your choice. Do first here, upwards, downwards, then do this one upwards and downwards. So if this one was a dominant par, you yaitza right now. Because first you did up and seven downwards with a dominant par the way you're supposed to, and then you did the dominant sir the way you're supposed to. But the problem is, no, maybe this one was a dam of the Sawyer, and you can't do this Sawyer before the par. So what you have to do is, after you did this, do this one now, and this one is a dam of the par. So forget about the first one you did, just use the second, be yaitzu with the second one, you did one upwards and seven downwards, and then you have to come back again to the first keli again, but this is a dam of the Sawyer, and now you're doing upwards and downwards. So Manashach, if you do one, two, three, you yaitzu Manashach. Because if this is a dam of the par, so you yaitzi after the first two times. You did a dam of the par first, then you did a dam of the Sawyer. I did a third time a dam of the par, mashma, that's not, that doesn't pass anything. If you do more than what you have to do, it doesn't pass for you. But the concern is maybe the first one is a dam of the Sawyer. So you did a dam of the Sawyer first, then a dam of the par, that's no good. You can't do the Sawyer before the par. So that's why after you do the second one, you have to go back again to the first one. So the Manashach now, you have your par first, and then the dam of the Sawyer. So that's the Yetzer. No, before you mean, you're right. Case where you can't, you're right. I don't know who should be able to tell you right. One was red behind, one was whiter. Eshal Tuchus, the kind God, you couldn't tell. In such a case, you're right. In such a case where you couldn't tell, you're right. Rashi says, you're nice saying, the Chayzev, the Naisim, Chayzev, the Naisim. The Chola Avoidev, yeah, Rashi says, keep doing over three times, Rashi says, because the Manashach Yotze, in Rishon Shepar Hoya, Vishen, he saw your Yotze Rishon of Vishniya. You Yotze read it the first two times. But the concern is maybe the Rishon Shel Soyer, maybe the first cup was the Dhamma of the Soyer Hoya. Varehu Kimoi, Sheinoi, and that doesn't help, Katanya. Par Makev is a Soyer. The Par stops the Soyer from being kosher. Is a man, Yotze Vishniya Vishvishis. In such a case that the first cup you did was a dam of the Sawyer, so you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of avodas hayoyim with the second cup, and then coming back to the third cup again. Shereikodam par le Sawyer v'chein beichel. The same thing you have to do in the heichel also. In such a case, you're right, in your case where you can't tell the difference, you have to do it three times. Right. Nisarvoloi. Right. This is what's going to be if a little bit blood got mixed up together and a little bit didn't get? In other words, you start out with two cases. One's the dam of the par, one's the dam of the soyer. Now what happened was these two bloods a little bit mixed into a third cup. But you still have some in the original cup. You still know like some of this dam is vada the dam of the par. This dam also the dam of the soyer. But both these blood spilled over into a third kli. What do you do in such a case? So who is Pasha, the Gemara says. Avad, what you have to do is use the first two kelim, that's all. Forget about this third kelim, don't use it. Only use the first two. So where it says, Nisarvoloi, or Mixas Domin, Loi Nisarvoloi. Is Pshita, we understand for sure, that Tiyoyiv, Mivadoyin Yoyiv. When you go now, when the Heichel and the Kodesh Kodoshim do the Avoidon, use the Vadoyim the Kelim, use the first Kli that you know for sure is the Dam of the Par, and the second one you know for sure is the Dam of the Sawyer, and leave over the third Kli that got mixed up to. But my question is like this, Mi Yohanech Shirayim, but the question is the leftover blood now, that's in the third Kli. Again, you started out with two Kelim, one was the Dam of the Par, one was the Dam of the Sawyer. And now the both these two kelim spilled off a little bit into a third kli. So this third kli now you don't use because we don't know that's mixed up blood. Avad, it's better to use these two kelim. This you know for sure is the dam of the power, and this you know for sure is the dam of the soyer. So use these two kelim, not the third kli. But my shaila is though the locher is when you get finished doing all the avodas of the dam, if you have leftover blood in the kli, that's called shirayim. Leftover blood, the Torah says the mitzvah is to spill it on the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzin. That's what you do with the shirayim. Any leftover blood, the mitzvah is, take it and spill it on the mizbeach achitzin. So my question is, what's in this third kli now, does it have a halacha like shirayim, that you have to spill it on the mizbeach achitzin? The Mor says, Mi yohanech shirayim, heve, is this third kli called shirayim, leftover blood, on the yisoid asli, and the mitzvah would be, you have to put it by the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzin? I do maybe the chuyin heavy. Maybe this dam is called dam the chuyin. The asli yama. You know what you do with it? You have to throw it into the yama. That's the stream of river of water that goes through the azara that cleans out the azara. That's the question. What type of halacha does this third kli have now? Is it called dam like dochui that you can't use for the zrikas? So it's not called leftover blood. You can't spill it on the mizbech achitzrayim. You have to throw it to the Amma, to the river of water that's falling through the, going through the base of Migdish. Or is it called shirayim? So Rashi says, Miksas domim nisarvu, kigoyin shenishpach mishnei mizrokoi satoich mizrach shlishi. Hey, from both these two kelim, it spilled off a little bit blood into the third kli, rake or an empty one. For the nishtaya ben b'chol echad b'yechad. And some was left over in each one of them. So pshitli the chiyoyev zatrashi matones mevadoyim yoyev mimashin nishrim mizrokis. Pshita I use the kelim that avadai. That's the one I use for the zrikis. Miyo my shaydur is homi boilon. Hanas shinesavu vishlishi shirayim heavy. What's the din of the dam in this third cup now? So we say it's called leftover blood. Kilo lo nisarvu as if it wasn't mixed up. Uli yisoyed mizvech achitzin azli. And the din then is you should pour it on the yisoid, the foundation of the outside mizbeach, kiritznan, like we learned in the Gemara in Zvachim, that shirei hadam. What do we do with any leftover blood of the kabonis? Ho yeshoifech al yisoid marovi shemizbeach achitzin. The mitzvah is at least here the leftover dam of the chatoyis achitzin of the chatoyis apnimis. Halacha is you throw the leftover blood on the yisoid, the foundation of the mizbeach achitzin by the marav side. So that's one side, that this blood in the third keli is also called shirayim. I dilma maybe no, my doubt is like this. The drashi adilma de chuyaninu. Ho yuviyein matonis or mishoinis. Nitimimenu, since you don't make the hazoyis from this third keli, the male is not called shirayim like leftover blood, because this blood was never right to be used. Therefore it's like dochi, it's like thrown away. Only amo shabi azora mavias kol lichloch azora lanach of kidron azli. Then the mitzvah is, like you throw any dirt you have in the mizbeah, and the mizbeah semidish, into this amo, that cleans it out and brings it down to nachal kidron. So that's my sophic. What's the loch of the dam in this third kli now? Is it called shirayim, or is it called dichli? The Gemara says, heitanich shirayim heve, uli yisoyed azli, oi dilma maybe no, tichuyin heve, this dam is called dochuy, the azli yama, and the dam goes to the yama. That's the shilom. Is amara popas and popas like this? Afilu l'man diyomar, kois echod, oisecha veri shirayim, even according to man diyomar it says, one kois makes the other kois shirayim, we'll soon see what that means, Hani, immediately when do I say that? Heichi di boi lemesev motzi yoyif. If you want to, you could use it. Aval hai, di boi lemesev lemotzi yoyif loy. In other words, a papa saying like this, that afil leman di yoma kois nech reisach verishirayim means like this. Let's say you make a shchit on an animal, a par, and there's so much dam coming out, and the mitzvah is to carry all the dam. So you use two different mizrakis, mechila. First, the kohen had one kli to receive all the blood, and this kli got filled up to the top. So then he took another kli, and that kli also got filled up with blood. So now you have two kaises here, both of them could be used. Then the halacha is later the kohen only takes one kais, and he does all the avodas with one kais, that's all. And he even has some left over from this first cup. The shalom is, what's the halacha with the second cup of blood? Is that blood also called shirayim, leftover blood, that you also have to spill on the yisrael of the mizbeach, or not? So the man the yom and zvachim says yes, that the second kais is also called shirayim. It is called shirayim, even though you don't use it, you're only using this first kais, but the second kais is also called shirayim. See, one of the Papa once said it's no riot tower kais though, because there it's better. There we're talking about both kaises, you made a good kabbalah sadam, and you could use whichever one you want. The kohen picked this one to use, but if he wanted to, he could have used the other one. So therefore, both bloods are called bloods that's roi to be used. So we say, after you finish using part of it, the leftover it goes to the shirayim. It's called shirayim. Goes on the yisrael of the mizbeach. But in our case here, we have your two cups of dam, the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, and it spilled off into a third cup. Now this third cup we're not going to use now, because that's not vadai blood, that's mixed up blood. We're only going to use these two. And if you want to, you're not supposed to use that curse. So here it's worse. Maybe here the third curse is not called shirayim. It's not called like leftover blood, because that blood we're not going to use. When you have two curses that you could use either one you want, so even though you only picked to use one, the other one is called shirayim. But here it's worse. And again, that's what the Papa's saying. Again, Omer HaPapa. That afidu leman diyom, even according to man diyom, that says in Zvachim, that kais echad, oitze chaveri shirayim, like one cup, makes its friend the other cup. Shirayim, in other words, even though you use only one cup of blood, the second cup is called leftover blood, and you mitzvah to spill it on the yisrael of the mizbeach, hani mili, when do we say that? Heichad di boi lemesiv, matziyoyim. Only if he has a choice. If he wanted to, he could have used either one of these two cups of blood he could have used to do the zrikas with. Then we say both have a lach of shirayim. Aval hai, but in our case, the boyi lemesiv, le matziyoyi, but in our case, this third cup of blood, since it's mixed up blood, even if you want to use it, we're not going to let you use it. Lai, so the leftover blood is not called shirayim, but rather it's called dichui, that the lach should be, you have to throw it to the amma, and not to put it on the side of the zechachitzim. That's the shayla. So Mar says, omalei rafuna bread rav Yeshua, the rav papa. So Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua said, that's Rav Papa. Other Rabba, say maybe just the opposite. Maybe like this. That afilu l'man diyomar, kois echod, oistechavei redichoi, even according to the other man diyom in the Gemara in Zvachim, that says no, even in the case when Metchila the Kohen received two cups of blood from the par. So really, either one of them is kosher. Still we say, since you only used one cup, and the second cup you did not use at all, that cup is not called Shirayim. I'll tell you, maybe the dinner shirayim is only mamish, the leftover blood from the kli that you used. So since there were two kalim here, true, you could have used either one, but you picked one to use. So the one that you used, the leftover blood, is called shirayim. That has the din, you have to spill it now after you get finished on the mizbeach hachitzein. Mashenka in the second cup, since you never used it, it does not have a din shirayim, even according to Raman Diyama. I'll tell you like this. That's only when you had a choice about the matter. That metchila you were makabel two cups, two mizrakas full of dam, and now you had the choice to use one or the other. Who told you to pick this one over the other one? You did it. So by you choosing to use one cup of dam, you yourself are like throwing away the other dam. You yourself are saying the other one I'm not going to use. I'm only going to use this one. So that's worse. Then we say only the leftover blood from the one you used is called shirayim, but the other one is not called shirayim. The dachi of yadayim, avol heichad la dachi of yadayim loy. But in our case, what was the case here? That metchila had the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, and now they spilled over by accident into a third kli. Now the reason why you're not using the third kli is not like you're pushing it away, is because afi alach you're not allowed to. Like if I would be allowed to, maybe I would use it. But Alpi Halacha, I'm not allowed to use it because they got mixed up together. So therefore, the third kli is not called Shirayim. Maybe the third kli is called Shirayim. When do we say it's called Dichoi? That's where you have the choice to use one or the other, and you yourself throw away one kli. One kli you don't want to use. That's worse, maybe. But here, it's not considered you're throwing it away. I would want to use it. Just the Tiyadin, I can't use it. So maybe that's not called Shirayim. So now that's part of a suffix now. Is it called Shirayim or isn't it called Shirayim?
Yeah.
Maybe Rashi is a little bit better. Rashi says, "Avol hai." Rashi says, "Avol hai."
Is that what was the word say?
Hani milum dachi b'dayim. Avol ho. Avol heichel dachi b'dayim loy. The Tanya. We learn like this. Lamala weimer. By one pasuk that says, "Lamala weimer v'yes domoy yishpech." You're supposed to spill its blood. It doesn't say all the blood. It just says, "Es domoy yishpech." Rashi brings now the Tanya. So we don't have this yisur. So you play. Here, the Tanya now bring in a Rai Rashi says, the Tanya, Plukta, the Kais Oyster Chavera Dichui Oyshirayan, Termin Layela Filon on the Yama. Now we'll bring it down that machloikas we had. When you makabel two cups of blood, and you only use one cup of blood, is the second cup called Dichui, that you don't throw it on the Mizbech, or is it called Shirayim, you do throw it? What's the machloikas told him? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Lamala hu Oymer, Viesdoma Yishbech. So Rashi says, V'chates d'soye nosi, V'yazdoma yishpech. That's what the Torah says. Just his blood should be spilled. Ulamata u'aymer, V'yazkol doma yishpech. Here it says the word kol. All the blood has to be spilled. So Rashi says, U'v'sirim ksiv, the first possible about the sirim, the goats. U'loik ksiv hocha kol. Ulamata b'chates yochid, b'shirayim v'dey ksiv kol. When it talks about the chates, it says the word kol. When it says about the carbon of the soy and nasi, there it doesn't say the word kol. So what does it mean to teach us? Samar says, Minayin lechatis, shekibul domo, the Arabic kaisis. How do we know when you shech the carbon chatis? And the kain was mekabul, the blood, in four different kaisis, four different cups. V'nosan mizeachas, or mizeachas. And he has to make four different zrikis by the chatis. So by each corner, he used another cup. So in such a case, how do I know? Shekulam mishpachim listoid. I see for sure it's all called Shirayim. Because the mice of the Kohen used all four cups. So how do I know the leftover of the cup is called Shirayim? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, V'yaz kol doma yishpach. All his blood should be spilled over. Yochel, I would have thought, Afilo nosan arba matonois meyachas mihen. What's going to be in the same case? That by Shah Shechita, the Kohen was mekabel four cups of blood. But the Meister, when the Kohen had to do the four Zerikis, he only used one cup. He used all four Zerikis from one cup. How do we know in such a case? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yazdoma yishpach. No, only this blood you have to spill has it in Shirayim. So we darshan, who nishpach li yisoid? The leftover blood from this case, from the one cup that you used, its leftover blood has it in of Shirayim, that you have to spill it now to the yisoid of the Zbech HaChitzoyin. V'hei nishpachim liyoma. But the other three kaisers that you did not use at all, that's called dichui, because you didn't use it. You pushed it away. So you don't throw it to the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, but you throw it to the Yama, to the stream of water that goes through the Beis HaMikdash. This is like the man Yom that says that kais makes chaveiro dichui. It doesn't make it shirayim, it makes it dichui. That's the Tanakama. That's Pshana Tupsukim. The Eskol Doma Yishpach means when you use all four cups. But when you only use one cup, then it's v'yazdoma yishpach. Just the blood of this one cup that you have to spill on the Mizbech HaChitzoyin. But not the dam of the other three cups. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oymer, he says no. Reb Lezer Shimon says, Minayin lechatis. How do we know in a case when you have a korban chatis? Shekibul doma b'yar b'koisis. After the shechita, the kohen made a kabbalah in four different cups. He had four different cups there, and he filled them all up with dam. V'nosan arba matonis miachas mihen. And the Shasta Zrika, when he went around the Mizbech on the four corners, he used only one cup. From one cup, he made his four Zrikas. How do we know the din is Shekulam Nishpachim Yisoid? We say all of them have a din of Shirayim. Like we say Chaveroi, Kais Echad, Nasna Chaveroi Shirayim. This was the first one we had before. They're all called Shirayim. They all have a din to go to the Yisoid. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yaz kol doma yishpach. All the blood has to be spilled. That's where Reb Lezer of Shimon Dashens. So even in a case when you only use one cup of blood, still we say the din is, all of it has a din of Shirayim. Fred the Gemara of Zoy, Ulrebelezer Reb Shimon, Hog Sivi as Domo Yishmoich, I the Posex Mashmet says sometimes only some of the blood is spilled, not all the blood is spilled. Because according to you, Lechura, at all cases, all the blood has been of Shirayim. Like here, you use your Makavo 4 cups, and you only use 1 cup, still you're telling me the other 3 cups have a din Shirayim. So where's the case of Yes Domoy, the rest does not have a din of Shirayim? Rabashi, Lemute Shirayim Shebetzava Behema. It means to say the leftover blood that you weren't Makavo in the Kli. Like Lamasho, you made a Shrita, and the blood started to gush out. So you filled up 4 cups of blood. True. That was a kabbalah. But there's still some blood left over in the tzavah, the neck of the animal, you weren't mekabel. So when that dam comes out later, falls on the floor, that dam has no din shirayim. That blood is not called leftover blood as rika. His argument would be is, when you make that, when the dam comes out, all the dam that comes out of the animal is called leftover blood, then you have to spill it on the mizbeach. Kamashvila, no. You only have to spill on the mizbeach dam that you made a ma'isa kabbalah on, that you were mekabel in the kli. But after you filled up your 4 cups, and now some blood kept on gushing out of the animal, that dam has no din shirayim. That dam stam goes to the yomah, stam you wash it away. So that's what the pasuk means, v'yes dama yishpoich. Sometimes you only have dama means only what you made a ma'isa kabbalah, and that's what comes out by itself from the tzavah, from the neck of the animal.
Yeah.
So that's the machlokes before, if one makes shirayim or not. But our shayla, he wasn't pushed to the shayla. What's going to be the case when you have this 3rd cup of blood, from mixed up from the Dhamma Pyra and Dhamma Sawyer, does it have a din Shiraim, does it have a din of Dihui, that will not push it that Shiloh. So the Moabite. Then the Mishnah says, Iro Dhamma Par Lotech Dhamma Sawyer. Now after we finish doing the Avoidis in the Heichol, with the Dhamma the Par by itself and Dhamma Sawyer by itself, now you mixed up the two Mizrokis, and you have the Dhamma the Par and Dhamma Sawyer together. So the Moabite says, Tono Tanan, our Mishnah goes, Command the Yomar, Ma'arvin Lakronis. That you have to be ma'arvin. When you make the zrikas, and Rashi says ma'arvin lakronis means ma'arvin dam par b'dam soyer kishabol litim ma'atonis kronis is be'chapaninis. Now this is the third set of avoidis. There's one set of avoidis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a second set of avoidis in the Heichel. Now that you are doing towards the preches. Now the third set is you have to put the dam on the 4 corners of the mizbech ha'panim in the Heichel. So now our mission holds, how do you put the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer? You don't do it separately, but now you mix the two bloods together, and one time you put the 4 corners of the mizbeach, you make like 4 zrikas, each one has the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer together. That's what our mission holds, like this time holds. That command the yama ma'arvin lakronis, the yitma, because really it's a machloikis, we learned like this. Rabbi Yashiyov, Rabbi Yonison, a machloikis. Chadama, one says Marvin, like our Mishnah, you have to take and mix the two bloods together, and then you make the Zrika on the 4 corners of Mizbech HaKanim. The Chadama, one says, no, ain't Marvin, you don't mix up the dam. But again, even on the 3rd set of Avoida, of putting the dam on the Mizbech HaKanim, you have to do 2 sets of Zrikas, one for the dam of the Par, one for the dam of the Soyim. So Mer says, this time I bring Uriah to Rabbi Yashi Yehudi Yom Marvin. He's the time, like an our Mishnah, that says you do mix the two bloods together. And then you put it on Mizbech HaPanim. The Yomar, because he says, Afagav like Siv Yachtov, even though the Torah doesn't say Mamish, Yachtov together, command this Siv Yachtov Domi. It's as if the Torah said, put the two bloods now together. And then you put it on Mizbech HaPanim. So Mar says, no. Afidu Temer Rabbi Yenison, even if you want to say, maybe I'll miss another Rabbi Yenison, who Shani Hocha, here is different. The Pesach says, Achas. It says one. When it says achas, maybe here it means one, together. Like Rashi says, v'yichsiv achas, v'yichifer Aaron al karnoisov, achas bashono, v'loishtayim. So here one is mashma together. So maybe here we have Mariah, it's Rabbi Yeshia, maybe it's Rabbi Yenison here. That's also maskim here. The term means to put the dam of the pan and the dam of the sword together. So Mar says, shanoch v'yichsiv achas. Mar says, tanya d'loy kishnuyin. Now, I'll bring your raya, not like we learned until now. Trashia le kamad the salka daitach mikara to Rabbi Yashu the Yom Marvin. I'll bring your raya to Havamina. The way we want to say Rabbi Yashu is the one taka that says Marvin, you're supposed to mix these two bloods together. So the pasuk says, ve lo kach midam apar, or midam asoyer. We're supposed to take the dam of the pan, the dam of the soy. What does the pasuk mean? She yomerovin, that they should be mixed up together. When you come to do now the third set of avoidah of putting the dam on the mizbech achit, on the mizbech apnim, you have to first mix the two bloods together. Shem orvin, divrei Rabbi Yashia. This is Rabbi Yashia's svara. You see clearly, Rabbi Yashia is the one that's saying this. Rabbi Yonasan says not like that. He says Rabbi Yonasan Omer mizeh b'fnei.